Chapter 3. Present Day.
I hate paperwork, Tyler grumbled, and grabbed the coffee pot, pouring himself a second cup.
Might as well have an apple raspberry turnover from Decadence to go with it. The food would be good, even if the coffee was several hours old and probably tasted closer to motor oil. Ever since his partner Sam met and married Elizabeth, he'd gained 10 pounds and spent an extra day at the gym each week trying to keep from gaining 10 more. The fact that she owned and ran two of the best places to eat in the city didn't hurt. He often ate at both places. Most of the time it was so he could see her and his other friends. They just happened to be Sam's family, his twin brother Jack, along with Jack's wife Jenna and their 3 kids. Cameron Shaw was another friend and part of the group. Jenna was the CEO and Cameron the president of Merrick International. Cameron had recently married Martina Fairchild. All his buddies were married with children. Being the odd man out didn't sit well with him. He wanted what they all had, a family. The only steady woman in his life was simply a voice over the phone. And strangely, as he believed, in his mind, his psychic ghost. She floated into his life without warning, gave him some clue to a case, and then she disappeared into thin air. Well, not even that, really, because she was just a voice. A really sexy voice. She kept him up nights thinking about her in the sultry tones that haunted his dreams. He didn't want to analyze too deeply the fact that he sometimes thought he could actually hear her talking to him in his mind, or admit it to anyone else. Haunted, like a ghost occupies a house. Somehow a piece of her lived inside of him. Morgan. God, she was in his head. A chance meeting in a restaurant more than 5 years ago started him down the road of the longest relationship he'd ever had with a woman, if you could call it that. The fact that he'd only seen her for maybe 5 minutes and spoken to her in person for less than a minute didn't really matter. She left an indelible print on him. About 5'7", blonde hair down to her waist, and long legs. He could almost feel them wrapped around him. So vivid were some of the fantasies he had about her.